In this bulletin, more heavy rain expected in New South Wales this week as residents experience their worst flooding in decades. The weather emergency delays the delivery of coronavirus vaccines to GP clinics. And in sport, Japan vows to control coronavirus infections as preparations continue for this week's Olympic torch relay. With the latest to SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Emergency crews and communities on the Hawkesbury River are preparing for severe flooding when the river reaches an expected peak of 15 metres today. Floodwaters are expected to rise and they could inundate places including Windsor, Pitt Town, North Richmond, Freeman's Reach and Colo. Meantime, New South Wales police rescued a driver who became stuck in floodwaters at Wyong on the state's central coast over the weekend. The 80-year-old's car was washed away into the Wyong River after two officers extracted her from the vehicle, prompting warnings not to drive on wet roads. Several severe weather warnings are in place, including for the northern rivers. Residents who have had their homes damaged or suffered serious injuries in the New South Wales floods are being granted immediate access to disaster relief payments. People in 18 local government areas will be allowed to access the federal government's disaster recovery payment and disaster recovery allowance. Eligible residents can apply for a one-off payment of $1,000 for adults and $400 for children. There are also short-term income payments for up to 13 weeks. Federal health authorities say extreme weather conditions in New South Wales will disrupt the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the state. Phase 1B of Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout is due to begin today. It comes as Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, approves the domestic manufacturing of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. Australian Medical Association's Dr. Chris Moy says 900 out of 1,000 GP clinics across Australia have already received their vaccine shipments, but some in New South Wales are still waiting.
My understanding is that there's somewhere in the order of 150, 170 who had delays in the deliveries, and some of those have already happened, and there's just a few more, but again, they're trying to get them through by Monday, and the majority of them being due to the floods, unfortunately.
Members of Australia's Uyghur community are welcoming a bipartisan parliamentary motion calling for an independent investigation into what's happening in China's Xinjiang region. Liberal MP Kevin Andrews and Labor's Chris Hayes will present a motion to the lower house of federal parliament criticising the Chinese government's treatment of the Muslim ethnic minority. United Nations experts say at least a million Uyghurs are imprisoned in camps in Xinjiang, but China has strongly denied allegations of human rights abuses, saying they're vocational training centres used to fight extremism. The General Secretary of the Australian Uyghur Association, Bakhtia Bora, says the bipartisan support for the motion is significant and he hopes other MPs will back it.
This recognition, what the Chinese government doing our people, the we wish this is a free country, Australia must be recognised. What's the atrocity?
The United States Defense Secretary has met Afghanistan's leader during an unannounced visit ahead of U.S. troops withdrawing on May the 1st. Lloyd Austin met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani as part of the so-called peace protest, and they discussed concerns of rising violence. On Friday, the Taliban said it wants the process accelerated and warned Washington against keeping troops in place beyond the withdrawal date. Mr. Austin says he wants to understand the situation from Mr. Ghani's perspective rather than tell Afghanistan what to do.
I didn't carry a message or to convey a message to the president. I really wanted to listen to him and to understand what his concerns were and see the landscape through his eyes. And so and that's what we did. I really had a chance to hear from him. And it was very helpful to me.
To sport now, and Japan's Prime Minister is promising to do all he can to minimise coronavirus infections ahead of the Tokyo Olympic Games. As the state of emergency is lifted in Tokyo, Yoshihide Suga and his government are continuing to prepare for the Games in July. Emergency measures have been in place since January the 7th to curb COVID-19 cases in Japan. Now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, a few showers 24 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy 25. Canberra, showers and 17. Wollongong, rain with possible heavy falls 19. Sydney, similar conditions and 21. Newcastle, possible heavy rain 20 degrees. Brisbane, rain at times and 26. Cairns, partly cloudy 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, also 32. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.